In early July, the State Department of Health identified four cancer hotspots across New York State. The area surrounded by the Kensington Expressway, the State Thruway, and Walden Avenue make up the hotspot identified in western New York. Six types of cancer have been found at high rates there, including colorectal, esophageal, kidney, lung, oral, and prostate cancer. Now the department is coming to Buffalo seeking the public's help in figuring out why.
It's important to understand that there could be simple answers to why there would be a higher rate. It might be because there's a higher concentration of older people in a particular neighborhood, or it could be because there are more smokers. But it also might be that there's some kind of an environmental factor.
Joe Freudenheim is a professor of epidemiology and environmental health at the University at Buffalo. She's not affiliated with the state's investigation, but has experience studying the causes of cancer. When talking to people about it, she says it's important to approach the subject carefully, not wanting to scare them, but also not wanting to make it seem like there isn't a problem. When the Department of Health's team meets the public on Thursday evening at the Buffalo Museum of Science, they'll likely have to do just that. Brad Hutton is deputy commissioner for the Office of Public Health and says the meeting is not about giving answers yet.
We will be giving a brief presentation on the information that we have to date from our cancer registry, on the process going forward that we're going to undertake to conduct our investigation, our review.
That investigation begins with asking residents what local factors they think might be impacting cancer rates. They'll take that information and compile it with data from environmental and occupational factors, healthcare utilization, behavioral risks, and demographics. By the end of the calendar year, Hutton says the department will return to the community with results and recommendations. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.